Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report. We are broadcasting from Trade Talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, Kansas City, Missouri. And with me at this time, I have Dan Hallstrom. He is president, CEO, and forever champion of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We've had an interesting conversation here, Dan, about exports and imports. You hear about it all the time. I hear about it all the time. Tell us the pros and cons.
Yeah, well, I think starting with the pros, the opportunity to maximize value with exports is phenomenal, right? We're looking right now on the beef side of our second largest year ever of exports. We're going to come in right at 10.5, 10.6 billion globally in export sales, which really works back to about $415 a head for every fed animal slaughtered.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and this didn't happen overnight. This has been going. We've been working as a USMEF has been as an entity. This is our 48th year in existence, and the industry's been working all of that, if not longer, in developing these markets. So it's something that compounds over time. So it's about getting access to these markets. It's about telling our story, and it's about maximizing that carcass value across these markets. So if you talk about trade, you know, trade is a two-way street, and Mexico is a good example where we're exporting a lot and we're importing from Mexico, whether it's beef, pork, whatever.
Right.
And I think, you know, there's a lot of questions around the imports. And on the beef side, we'd really be in a pickle if we didn't have imports today, because we're at the bottom of the cycle, right? We've had liquidation because of the drought over the 3-4 years ago, and we haven't quite come out yet, and we still have to retain some heifers and grow the herd. So in the meantime, if we didn't have imports from mainly Australia on lean meat, we'd have a real problem with enough ground beef for our industry.
Interesting point.
And 50% of our, more than 50% of the U.S. consumption is ground beef in some way, shape, or form. We bring in, and it's normal to bring in frozen lean trim and blend it with our fat trim, because we have plenty of fat trim here. And you make an 80 or an 85% lean burger. In that sense, you know, I don't like imports any more than anyone else, but the trade aspects makes total sense, because we're importing at a lower value with the lean trim and we're exporting at a higher value by sending the subprimals to even domestic market or to Japan or to Korea at a much higher value. And I think that's the key to trade, is it's a two-way street.
Kind of like horse trading.
A little bit. But the reason it works is the economics work for both sides.
Absolutely.
And otherwise, people wouldn't do it. And I know your listeners are businessmen, and the people that are trading the meat, both export and import, are business people as well. So the math works. You'll see it varies on the time of the year and the year. But, you know, today we're well over $1 a pound difference between the import value and the export value, which means that you're importing cheaper and exporting at a higher value. That maximizes the value chain for the U.S. beef industry.